Sowing much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. This morning's message is titled, Consider Your Ways. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you all for all you've done for us. I pray now that you'll guide and direct this message, that everything that's said and done will be for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Have you ever, there's many times when we start to do things for the Lord and we get sidetracked. Have you ever done that? You take and you start working on something and doing something, and then all of a sudden something else comes up and you kind of get sidetracked into doing something else. Have you ever done? I do. It happens to me all the time. I don't know why, but it seems like many times I'll get started on something and then I'll get sidetracked, and it'll take me a while to get it done, but I usually get it done. But you know, in our society today, we have so many things that come into our lives which we feel are more important than doing the things of the Lord. I mean, there's always something that comes into our life that we feel is more important than doing something for the Lord. I want to show you some things today that why we get sidetracked and what we need to do to get back on the right tracks. And I believe if you listen carefully that you're going to get something out of this morning. Now, Haggai, he was one of the minor prophets. Who can tell me who Haggai was? No, you don't know. You haven't got the slightest clue. Haggai was one of the three. There was Zechariah and Malachi. They all three went back to Jerusalem to encourage the builders to start rebuilding the temple. And as we go through my message, you're going to see what happened. But God had a command for the people. In Ezra chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, Thus saith Cyrus, the king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven, hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judea. When the children of Israel were taken into captivity by the Babylonians, the city and the temple were left in shambles. They totally destroyed everything in Jerusalem. The wall was knocked down. The temple was knocked down. There was not one stone upon another. Now, God had told the king of Persia, who was a heathen king, by the way, he was not a godly man, but yet God told him that there needed to be a house in Jerusalem for him. Now, King Cyrus made a decree that anyone who wanted to go back and rebuild the temple of God could go freely back, and they would be freed of their captivity. Now, many of the people, believe it or not, took his offer. They went back to Jerusalem to start building the temple again. They went back to Jerusalem to start rebuilding that which was beautiful when Solomon had built it. Now, the work was started. In Ezra chapter 3 and verse 10, it says, And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they sat the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites and the sons of Asaph with their trembles and to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. Now, God's command was well underway to see the temple rebuilt. It was God's desire to have his house rebuilt. Now, the people had given to the effort of the temple to be rebuilt. The people had a mind to work, and they were moving ahead in the rebuilding of the temple. They were doing exactly what God wanted them to do. And that's what happens many times with us, isn't it? We go ahead and do what God wants us to do. I look around the church, and I'll tell you what, it's really looking nice around here. The people had a mind to work. Brother William, yesterday, they had power washers out here. They were washing everything down. And I mean, the place looked great. In fact, would you believe that we had everything out there? There was not one thing outside there. And then we came in, and here's this bed. I couldn't even believe it. I mean, we had it all cleaned up. It looked so nice and everything. And but you know, when we go forward for God, it seems like all of a sudden we hit a brick wall, don't we? Yeah, it was no different with the children of Israel. They're building what God wanted them to build. God wanted them to rebuild the temple. Then all of a sudden, the work stopped. In Ezra chapter 4 and verse 24, it says, "Then ceased the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. So it ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia." Listen, the enemies came in. They discouraged the workers. They began to slow down with what they were doing. Finally, the work stopped. You know, when people were asked why they had stopped the work, they used human reasoning. Have you ever noticed that people always try to justify their wrongdoings? Have you ever noticed that? In Haggai chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built." Listen, the people use their own logic. It's not time to build God's house. Even though he said that it was time to do it, the people said, "No, it's not time. It's not time. The time isn't right. The time's not now to build God's house." You know, they thought that they knew more than what God did. They thought they knew how to handle a situation when they didn't know anything at all. You know, in our society today, we have so many people who feel they know more than what God does about God's work. Amen? I mean, Neil, when this happens, the work slows down and it comes to a stop. You know, what we need to do is we need to be busy about God's work. We need to be busy about the things that God has told us to do. But you know, when the work stops, when the work gets so slow that it looks like it stops, do you know what that does? It displeases God. It displeases God. When everything is stopped from going forward, the Lord shows his displeasure. Look at Haggai in verse 5, chapter 1, verse 5. "Now therefore saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." You notice he doesn't say, "Consider my ways." He says, "Consider your ways." You know, as I was reading this and I was going through this, I got to thinking, wait a minute. Wasn't it the people who said it wasn't time to build the house? God is the one who told them to build it. Consider your ways. You know, you live in nice houses with ceilings, and they look really nice. You drive nice cars, wear nice clothes. You desire to have all the toys of life. You desire to have the best that you can have in your life. God told them to what? Consider your ways. You know, you're looking at the way of doing things when you should be looking at my way. You want to do the things your way and not include me in any of your thinking. You do not believe I can supply all that you need in life. You feel you need to do things your way instead of my way. Consider your ways. You know, my house is a shambles. All that was laid is just the foundation. Now the work stopped, and yet you have your beautiful homes. You know, this should not be the way it is. You are thinking of yourself before me. You know, God says, consider your ways. Consider your ways. Consider your way. In Haggai verses 1, chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, it says, ye have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to be put into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, what? Consider your ways. Look what you're doing in life, and what are you getting out of it? Absolutely nothing. You're doing it your way, and nothing is turning out right. You know, once again, the Lord says to the people, consider your ways. You're trying to do everything your way and not my way. You're working hard, planting seed, and yet you get very little out of it. You plowed, you disked, you planted, you watered, and guess what? You just got a little crop. You know, you have food to eat, and yet you're not full. You have liquid to drink, however, you're never satisfied. You have nice clothes on, but you're cold. You have money, but it runs through your fingers like water. You spend your money on things which are not important, then you wonder why you don't have enough to give back to God. You know, I can make you great, God says, or I can make you poor. I can pay your bills, or if you want to do it yourself, go right ahead. Because that's what you're doing. God says, consider your way. Consider what you're doing. Consider the way you're living. Consider the way you're spending your money, the way you're raising your family. Consider your ways. God telling them they've been considering their own ways and looking at their own way of living and not looking at what's important to Him. You know, how easy it is to get our eyes off the things of the Lord. How easy it is to get our sight off of what God wants us to do in life. How easy it is for us to get off course and take our eyes off of God when the things get going a little bit tough. After all, what happened to the Israelites? Their enemies were there. Oh, you can't build this building. When Nehemiah went to build the wall, what did they say? A fox will run over and it'll all fall down. They got discouraged because of what people were saying. They got discouraged because they got their eyes off of the finish line, so to speak. When things are going good, we can praise God, can't we? Oh man, praise the Lord. Everything's getting done right. Yeah, glory to God. But you know what? When things get tough, it's hard to keep our eyes on what God's called us to do. Amen. You know, when things go bad and our enemies and creditors are knocking on our doors, the bill collectors are all around us, and we fear foreclosure, signs are going to go up, you know, we start questioning where God is, don't we? We say, well, God, you promised to supply my need, but look what's happening. Our health is not what it should be. The raises at work aren't coming in like they should. The economy's all going south, we feel. You know, our crops are not giving what we feel they should. We forget that all the time before this happened, we were considering our ways. We are considering our ways instead of God's ways. But you know, all through this, God is talking to Haggai and Zechariah and Malachi, and he's telling them, I want you to go and I want you to talk to the children of Israel. You have got to be their cheerleaders. And if you go back into the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah, you'll see when the three of these came, they started being the cheerleader for the people, and the people decided that it was time to go back to work. But you know, it goes on in the book of Haggai, in chapter 2, he says, consider this. Haggai chapter 2, verses 15 to 17, it says, and now I pray you, consider from this day upward, from before a stone was laid upon stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days were when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there was but 10. When one came to a press vat for to draw 50 vessels out of the press, but there were but 20, I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail in all the labor of your hands. What does that next part say? Let's read it together. Yet ye turn not to me, saith the Lord. Wow. Before there was a stone placed to rebuild this temple, I was giving you a whooping. That's just what God said. He says, I was giving you a spanking, you didn't even realize it. Your crops didn't produce. Your grapes didn't grow as they should. I brought hail and destroyed all of your crops. I brought mold and mildew, which caused the crops to be unusable. I brought a stock market collapse. I brought bank failures. I brought employment problems. I brought financial failures. I brought home foreclosures. I gave you a spanking and you didn't listen to me. That's what he's saying. That's exactly what was going on. God had taken and brought all of these things into Israel's life. All of these bad things into their life. And yet they didn't even see that it was by the hand of God. I remember a few years ago we had a recession, didn't we? Was there financial institutions that were collapsing? Was there thousands and hundreds of thousands of homes that were foreclosed on? Were there people who lost billions of dollars in the stock market? Why? Because nobody was listening to God. Yeah, that's right. And yet, listen, God gave us a whooping, and you know what? Nobody even saw it. Nobody saw the spanking that we were getting from God. It was all by God's hand. We all could have been prosperous there. You know, so many times things come into our life and we think to ourselves, well, it's by chance this has happened. You know what? I don't believe in chance. I never have. I never will. Because I believe that all things work together for good to those who are called by God according to His what?
Purpose.
According to God's purpose. Listen, all things work together for good. That means that if it's a bad thing, it's going to work together for good. Right. If it's a good thing, it's going to work together for good. It doesn't matter what it is. It's going to work together for good if we're children of God.
Amen.
And are called according to His purpose. If we're not saved,
him. I don't know why he had this happen to me. I don't know why God allowed this to do that.
But you know what? Later on, we can see the whole picture. And we go, man, I'm glad God did that. I'm glad God allowed that in my life. I'm glad God allowed me to go through that. That made me a better person. Haggai goes on to say this. Consider now. Look at Haggai chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. He says, consider now, from this day and upward, for the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive trees hath not brought forth. From this day will I what? From this day, I will bless you. Consider now. Hey, don't consider your ways. Consider my ways. If you'll consider my ways, this is what's going to happen. God said, you consider your own ways, and it didn't work. You considered this, and did not like what was happening. Consider now what I will do for you if you will only do what I command and start building my house again. I will bless you. I mean, I love that. If you'll only do what I commanded you to do in the beginning, how much easier can it have than that? After all, we go out, we do things our own way, what happens? We fall flat on our face. Right. If we do it God's way, he says, I will bless you. I will give you what you need. I will give you what you desire. I will give you the things that you should have had in the beginning. Amen. I'll cause your crops to grow and produce what they should. Your barns are going to be full. I'll cause the grapes to grow and your fruit will be filled. I will cause you to have financial gain. I will bless everything that you do from this day forward. You know, the people had to have a change in heart. Instead of saying, it is not time to build. It is not time to go forward. They had to say, yeah, time. Now's the time to see what God can do. Amen. Now's the time to see what God's mighty hand can do. In Ezra chapter 6 and verse 14, it says, and the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it, according to the commandment of the Lord of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Alexius, king of Persia. Man, you know what? When we do things God's way, things get done.
Amen.
Now here, think about this. They started building, didn't they? And then in their own mind, they're going, you know, this is awful hard. This is awful hard work. I really don't think this is what God wants us to do. I don't think it's time to build. God says, wait a minute, consider your ways? Are you considering your ways? Well, consider this. Consider this. How much crop are you getting in out of the field? You're working hard planting. You're working hard watering. You're working hard weeding, but how much are you actually getting in crops? You want to do it your way? Go ahead. Go ahead and do it your way.
Your wine presses will be full. Your bank accounts will be full. If you do it my way instead of your own. You know, have you ever wondered why things maybe weren't going the way they really should? You know, maybe you're considering your own ways, trying to do things your way instead of God's way. Maybe God is saying, hey, consider this. God might be giving you a little bit of a whoop and trying to get you to do things his way instead of your way. We need to consider now. You know, if you would only let go and let God take care of things, I guarantee your finances are going to be a whole lot better. Your families are going to be better. Your health is going to be better. You're going to be able to tithe what God wants you to. You know, if we would only do what God has wanted us to all along and be obedient, we would probably live a whole lot better life. How is your time being used? How are you using the time that God has given you? Are you using it for yourself or are you using it for His honor and glory? How are you using your talents? Are you using your talents for the Lord, or are you using them for yourself? How are you using your testimonies? How are your testimonies amongst people? Is your testimonies pure? Or do you have a testimony that's just like everybody else, and they couldn't see Christ in you if they had a magnifying glass? And what about your tithes? Are you giving back the portion that belongs to God? Or are we keeping it for ourselves? God's promised if we would consider now, He would bless us. You know, each of us has a job to do for the Lord. All we need to do is to obey Him, and He will direct our paths. You know, I love Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy paths. Not we, He will direct our paths. You know, what we need to realize is we need to let go and let God take care of things.
Amen.
He does a whole lot better job than we do.
That's right.
I can tell you story after story in my own life, how I have tried over years to do things my way. It just didn't work. But I let go, and I let God do it, and guess what? Everything worked out. You know, have you ever taken and said to yourself, well, you know, I don't think God is taking me down the right road, and you decide to go a different way, and then when you get going down that way, you're going, uh-oh, this maybe was not the brightest thing I've ever done in my life. And you have to turn around and go back and start all over again?
Right.
I have many times. You know, if we would just let go and let God take care of it and drive and we just sit back and watch, enjoy the ride, we'd be a whole lot better off. You know, the children of Israel, they had to learn a very, very, very good lesson. Are you going to consider your ways? Or are you going to consider His ways? That's the question that each and every one of us needs to ask ourselves. Are we going to take and do things our way? Or are we going to do things His way? If we do them our way, we're going to just fail. But if we do them His way, we're going to be blessed. You know, I believe that when Haggai went and brought this to the children of Israel, he was thinking to himself, I wonder how many of them are actually going to listen. And they basically, if you go through the book of Zechariah and you go through the book of Malachi, you're going to see basically the same thing. They were there to encourage the rebuilding of the temple because the building had stopped. When all of a sudden God's work gets mired down, we need people to come in and help us to get that work going again. Get the desire in people's heart to see the work of God go forward. You know, many times there's so much to do and there's so few to do it. We need to remember, are we considering our way or are we considering God's way? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. We thank you for all that you've done for us. I just pray now.